ମୁଁ ଗୋଟିଏ ଛୋଟ ସହରରେ ଅଛି।
I am in a small town।
ମୁଁ ଏକ ବେକରୀ ବିଷୟରେ ଖୋଜିବାକୁ ଚାହୁଁଛି।
I want to find a bakery।
ବେକରୀ କେଉଁଥିରେ?
Where is the bakery?
ମୁଁ ଗୋଟିଏ ପୁରୁଷକୁ ପଚାରିଛି।
I ask a man।
ଆପଣଙ୍କୁ ମାଫ କରନ୍ତୁ, ବେକରୀ କେଉଁଠାରେ?
Excuse me, where is the bakery?
ମଣିଷ ହାସ କରେ।
The man smiles।
ସେ କହୁଛନ୍ତି, ଏହା ସମୀପରେ।
He says, it is near।
ମୁଁ ବେକେରୀକୁ ଯାଉଛି।
I walk to the bakery।
ଏହା ଗୋଟିଏ ଭଲ ସ୍ଥାନ।
It is a nice place।
ମୁଁ ରୁଟି ଗନ୍ଧ ପାଉଛି।
I smell bread।
ଏହା ତାଜା।
It is fresh।
ମୁଁ କିଛି କୁକି ଚାହାଁ।
I want some cookies।
ବେକର ଖୁସି।
The baker is happy।
ମୁଁ କୁକି କିଣୁଛି।
I buy cookies।
ମୁଁ ବେକରକୁ ଧନ୍ୟବାଦ ଦେଉଛି।
I thank the baker।
ମୁଁ ଘରକୁ ଖୁସିରେ ଯାଉଛି।
I go home happy।
ମାୟାମିରେ ଗୋଟିଏ କୁକୁର ହରାଇଗଲା।
In Miami, a dog went missing।
କୁକୁରର ନାମ ମ୍ୟାକ୍ସ ଥିଲା।
The dog's name was Max।
ମାକ୍ସ ଗୋଟିଏ ଛୋଟ ଭୁରା କୁକୁର ଥିଲା।
Max was a small brown dog।
ତାଙ୍କର ମାଲିକ ଲୁସି ସେଥିପାଇଁ ବହୁତ ଭଲ ପାଇଥିଲା।
His owner, Lucy, loved him very much।
ଏକଦିନ ଲୁସି ମ୍ୟାକ୍ସଙ୍କୁ ପାର୍କକୁ ନେଲା।
One day, Lucy took Max to the park।
ମ୍ୟାକ୍ସ ବହୁତ ଅନ୍ୟ କୁକୁର ଦେଖିଥିଲେ ପାର୍କରେ।
Max saw many other dogs at the park।
ସେ ଖେଳିବା ଏବଂ ଦୌଡ଼ିବା ତାଙ୍କ ସହିତ।
He played and ran with them।
ଲୁସି ଖୁସି ଥିଲା।
Lucy was very happy।
ଅଚାନକ ମ୍ୟାକ୍ସ ଦୂରକୁ ଦିଡ଼ାଗଲା।
Suddenly, Max ran away।
ଲୁସି ତାଙ୍କର ନାମ କହୁଥିଲା।
Lucy called his name loudly।
ପାର୍କ ପାଖରେ ଲୋକେ ତାକୁ ଦେଖୁଥିଲେ।
People around the park looked at her।
ମ୍ୟାକ୍ସ କିଛି ସମୟ ପରେ ଫେରି ପାଇଲେ।
Max came back after some time।
ଲୁସି ମ୍ୟାକ୍ସକୁ ଭଳି ଆଲୋଡ଼ିଲା।
Lucy hugged Max tightly।
ସେ ବୁଦ୍ଧି କଲା।
She was very relieved।
ମାୟାମିର ରହସ୍ୟ ସୁଖର ସ୍ଥାନରେ ସମାପ୍ତ ହେଲା।
The Miami mystery ended happily।
ଏକ ସମୂହ ମିତ୍ର ମାରାଥନ ପାଇଁ ଶିକ୍ଷା ନେବାକୁ ନିଷ୍ପତ୍ତି ନେଲା।
A group of friends decided to train for a marathon।
ସେମାନେ ଫିଟ୍ ଓ ସ୍ୱାସ୍ଥ୍ୟ ରହିବାକୁ ଚାହାଁଥିଲେ।
They wanted to stay fit and healthy।
ପ୍ରତି ସକାଳ ସେମାନେ ଘରରେ ମିଳିଥିଲେ।
Every morning they met at the park।
ତେମେ କିଛି ଜମ୍ପିଂ ଜ୍ୟାକସ ସହ ସେ ସମ୍ପର୍କରେ ଉଷ୍ଣତା କରିଥିଲେ।
They warmed up with some jumping jacks।
ତାପରେ ସେମାନେ ଦୋଷନୀ ହେବାକୁ ଲାଗିଗଲା।
After that, they started running।
ମିତ୍ରମାନେ ସାଙ୍ଗରେ ଲକ୍ଷ୍ୟର ଦିଗକୁ ଦୌଡ଼ିଲେ।
The friends ran together toward the finish line।
ସେମାନେ ଦୌଡ଼ ପରିବେଶରେ ଏକାଏକ ଦାୟକାରୀ।
They encouraged each other during the run।
ଦୌଡ଼ ବୃଦ୍ଧି ହେବା ସମୟରେ ସେମାନେ ଶକ୍ତିଶାଳୀ ଅନୁଭବ କରିଲେ।
As the race went on, they felt stronger।
ଶେଷରେ ସେମାନେ ଫିନିଶ୍ ଲାଇନ୍ ଚାରିଛନ୍ତି ଏବଂ ପାଳନ କରିଛନ୍ତି।
Finally, they crossed the finish line and celebrated।
ସେମାନେ ସେମାନଙ୍କର ସଫଳତାରେ ଗର୍ବିତ ଥିଲେ।
They were proud of their achievement together।
ଏକ ଛୋଟ ଗାଁରେ ସାରା ଏବଂ ଜେମ୍ସ ନାମକ ଦୁଇ ଶିଶୁ ସମେତ ଦିନକୁ ଖେଳିଥିଲେ।
In a small town, two children named Sarah and James played together every day।
ସେମାନେ ସମୀପ ଜଙ୍ଗଲରେ ଆଉବିଡ଼ା ଉପଭୋଗ କରୁଥିଲେ, ଏକ ସ୍ଥଳ ଯାହା ଅଜବରେ ପୂର୍ଣ୍ଣ।
They enjoyed adventures in the nearby forest, a place full of wonders।
ବର୍ଷଗୁଡ଼ିକୁ ବିତାଇ ସେମାନଙ୍କର ସେହ ଗୁମୁର୍ଷ କରିଛି ବଢ଼ୁଥିବା ଚ୍ୟାଲେଞ୍ଜଗୁଡ଼ିକୁ ଦେଖି।
As years went by, their friendship deepened despite the challenges of growing up।
ସେମାନେ ଗୁପ୍ତତା, ହସନ୍ତୁ ଏବଂ ସ୍ୱପ୍ନଗୁଡ଼ିକୁ ଅଂଶ ଦେଲେ ଯାହା ତାଙ୍କୁ ଅଧିକ ବନ୍ଧନ କରିଛି।
They shared secrets, laughter, and dreams, which bonded them even more।
କିନ୍ତୁ ସେମାନେ ହାଇ ସ୍କୁଲକୁ ପ୍ରବେଶ କଲେ ସମୟରେ ନୂତନ ମିତ୍ରମାନେ ଉଦୟ ହେବାକୁ ଆରମ୍ଭ ହୋଇଛି।
However, as they entered high school, new friends started to emerge।
ଏହି ପରିବର୍ତ୍ତନ ସାରାକୁ କେହିବେଳେ ବାହାରେ ଭାବନା କରାଇଥିଲା, ଯାହା ତାହାକୁ ଦୁଃଖିତ କଲା।
This change made Sarah feel left out at times, which saddened her।
ଜେମ୍ସ କିନ୍ତୁ ସହାୟକ ଥିଲେ ଏବଂ ସାବେ ସମୟରେ ତାଙ୍କୁ ତାଙ୍କର ଶକ୍ତ ମିଳନ ମନେ ପକାଯାଇଥିଲା।
James, however, was supportive and often reminded her of their strong bond.
Sesare, semane snataka hele ebong bhinna college gudiku gale, kintu semanankaro mitrata saktila rahila.
Eventually, they graduated and went to different colleges, but their friendship remained strong.
Eko choto gaan jaha pahadamananko madhyare basobas kare, bhasha dainiko jibanaro gunandho nilamani anusuti.
In a small village nestled among the mountains, language wove the tapestry of daily life.
Pratyeka shabda itihasaro bhara bayakta karithila, apanankaro, basanaku sthana dei.
Each word carried the weight of history, echoing the stories of ancestors long gone.
Sisumane ehi parampara ku sajiva rakhibare gurutvapurna bhumika grahana karichanti. Pidhi anusare seguriku anubada karichanti.
Children played a significant role in keeping these traditions alive, translating them through generations.
Eha nuhe semane kahithiba shabdagudiko. Kintu, tankoro parichayaku gruhana karuthiba nuenas o inklekasun.
It was not merely the words they spoke, but the nuances and inflections that shaped their identity.
Bhasa eka sajibo ekaka thila, sthayi bhabare bikasa heuchi, ebong tahara spikaranko abashyakataku byabahara karuchi.
Language was a living entity, constantly evolving and adapting to the needs of its speakers.
Pratiti pidhi sahita, nutana shabda udbhava hela, tankara sampradayara shabdakosaku samruddha karuchi.
With every generation, new words emerged, enriching the lexicon of their community.
Ehi shabdagudika kebala sanchara pokarana nuhe, seguriko parichaya ebong odisara chinha thila.
These words were not just communication tools, they were markers of identity and heritage.
Bruddhamanankara guhyare, pratyek byuktira artho jubamanankara hrudayare gabhira asandai.
Amidst the whispers of the elders, the significance of every syllable resonated deeply in the hearts of the youth.
Ebhari, bhasagacho eka parampararo bhandara o bhavishyaku jogo karuthiba bridge karuchi, gataku bartamana sahita jukta karuchi.
Thus, language was both a vessel of tradition and a bridge to the future, connecting the past with the present.
Eko kalagotire jaha torokunu teja technologic bikaso pradarsita, krutrimo buddhiro noitiko artho prabala chinta bhabare ubhaichi.
In an era characterized by rapid technological advancement, the ethical implications of artificial intelligence have emerged as a pivotal concern.
Jetebele jantrogudiku adhiko setat mile, tebe dait ebong nirnaya grahana sahita keteko prasna utpanna hue.
As machines become increasingly autonomous, questions regarding accountability and decision-making arise.
Kie dait nei thae, jetebele algoritmo parinamoguriku nirdharana kare, jaha gabhiro bhabe manava jibanaku prabhavita kare?
Who is responsible when algorithms dictate outcomes that profoundly affect human lives?
Ehi system mananko madhyare, pruthakata pai, sambhavana bishesha abashyako hue.
The potential for bias within these systems necessitates a rigorous examination of their frameworks.
Ehipari, naitiko AI ekadhiko bisayare sahajogoku abashyako kare, naitiko chintako, bigyani ebang samajiko bigyaninkara drushtiko antarbhukta karuchi.
Thus, ethical AI requires collaboration across various disciplines, incorporating perspectives from ethicists, engineers, and sociologists alike.
ଏପରି ଜଟିଳତାକୁ ସମ୍ବୋଧିବାରେ ଅସାମର୍ଥା ବୃହଦଥୁ ସମାଜ ପାଇଁ ଦୁର୍ବଳ ଫଳ ପ୍ରାପ୍ତ କରିପାରିବ।
Failure to address such complexities may result in dangerous repercussions for society।
ଯେତେବେଳେ ଆମେ ଏହି ଜଟିଳ ପରିଦୃଶ୍ୟରେ ନେଭିଗେଟ୍ କରୁଛୁ, ସାବଧାନତା ଆମର ନୈତିକ ପ୍ରଣାଳୀକୁ ଦିଗଦର୍ଶନ କରିବା ପାଇଁ ଅତ୍ୟନ୍ତ ଗୁରୁତ୍ୱପୂର୍ଣ୍ଣ ହୋଇଯାଏ।
As we navigate this intricate landscape, vigilance becomes paramount in guiding our ethical frameworks.
Saransare, airo bujhaba sthiti o amara jhatare sajei gudiko karibe jahaku nele probesha karibe.
In conclusion, the future of AI hinges on our capacity to merge technological progress with ethical responsibility.